we're going to talk about gardening. How about even better, a garden tour? We get the best. Fred Davison, president of the Ottawa Hills Neighborhood Association, in the house, inviting us to the 25th annual garden tour. So, Fred, I'm glad that you are here and ready to start talking about touring. Good morning.
Good morning.
You ready for a little touring?
We are. This is the 25th, as you mentioned. It started back in 1993. And it's a special time for us because of the length of time that the tour has been ongoing and the number of gardens that we have again this year. There are 26 that are going to be on display. It starts on Saturday morning, beginning at 9 o'clock, and runs until 1 o'clock for that portion of the day. And we've made it a special day because we've included a lot of other things. At 8 o'clock in the morning, there's the garden yoga for adults and children at the Christian Elementary School.
Okay.
And the garden tour is a walking tour. It's free. We just ask people if they care to participate to come to the Christian Elementary School at 1050 Iroquois. There'll be a tent there. And as I've given to you, a copy of a brochure that gives them directions on where all the homes are located.
A self-guided tour through the horticultural creations of Ottawa Hills.
Yeah, and it's been that way, as I said, for 25 years, and this one is special because we've added some additional items to it. And it's all very easily walkable. The Ottawa Hills neighborhood really is an area between Hall and Franklin and Giddings, running north and south, and the East Grand Rapids border. And so you can stand at the corner of Chippewa and Pontiac and be within 10 gardens. And so it's within 50 yards, you can see 10 gardens on display. So it's very easily walked. From 11 to 1, we have Noel Webley and his jazzy friends. This is a jazz group. This is their third year that they're playing with us. And it's a special group of fellas. Noel Webley is a neighbor of ours, and he has been playing jazz for a very, very long time.
He's experienced.
Well, very experienced. But he also brings some friends from all over, Detroit, Chicago, and last year there were 10. They set up at the Grand Rapids Christian School, along with a number of other items. We have food available for sale, the walking wiener and Pinky's ice cream.
Dog and an ice cream.
That's right, and Shule's coffee, and there may be some others as well.
Yes. What... looks like you have private guided architectural, this private van tour?
Right. Well, that is something that's in the afternoon.
Yes.
And that was added this year. A woman by the name of Pam Vanderplug has done a study of our neighborhood along with other areas of Grand Rapids, and she's very interested in architecture. So it started with one tour beginning at 1, to 2:15. That filled up in a matter of a day. She's doing a second private tour on a van tour for the Clark Retirement Community as well. And she added a second tour beginning at 4 o'clock, but I understand that is filled as well. I would suggest if people are interested in it, they go to our website. That's the OttawaHillsGR.org website. And then there is the section, the garden tour. Go to that and see about the availability. They may be able to get on a waiting list. She's taking 30 people at a time. I walked it yesterday with her, and very, very informative. The neighborhood's a very unique place. It was started in 1922. All the homes are different.
Yes.
They're all brick. To the most extent, and she provides a great history about the architecture, the builders, the various people that lived in the homes.
My notes tell me some gardens are designed and manicured, and many others are works in progress. That's okay.
Well, that is true. And that's why it started 25 years ago, is a few neighbors saying, you know, we want to do some beautification of our properties. And then it's just added over the years. And nobody expects perfection, because if you're a gardener, you never have perfection until probably the day you're selling your home and you're walking out the door. But it's a progress that, based upon shade. And in our community, we have large trees. Some of them are 60 to 80 years old. So the shade provides problems for gardeners. And so we have that as something that we deal with, and that people have learned from. Over the years, we've had people from Muskegon, Holland, Grand Haven. We have anywhere from, depending upon weather, 1,000 to 3,000 people walking through the neighborhood in a period of 4 hours. And it's just a very pleasant time. Now, we're expecting good weather from what your weather report says.
All right,
so
let me
counting on you.
Okay. Ooh, there's a lot of pressure there. You know what? Saturday looks like a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2. What's a chance?
Well,
that's just like, you know.
Nothing.
Okay, there you go. High near 88, so certainly wear your sunglasses and your sunscreen.
Right.
That's awesome talking to you about this 25th annual garden tour. Fred Davison, president of the Ottawa Hills Neighborhood Association, certainly a must for our list of things to do. And garden yoga. Will you be the first one to, you know, practice this?
No, I won't. Okay. But we've had a number of different organizations get involved, and they asked to put this on, and we were very happy to oblige them. The Sierra Club has activities for children as well, and we have some other things that are going on. We have music between 9 and 11.
Okay.
Northern Strings Dulcimers, this is an organization that will be located right across from the school. We've got a strolling bagpiper, and we have a cellist and possibly some others. We have some very talented students in our neighborhood, and so it's not uncommon to have one of them standing out on their porch playing a concert violin, and we've had that on several occasions. So it's all a surprise, and it's something that we always look forward to.
What a beautiful
day. It's a family event, really.
Yeah, well, it's the day before Father's Day, isn't it?
That's right.
Yes. Are you a gardener?
Well, my wife is a gardener. I'm the hole digger.
Hole digger, supervisor, and spokesperson.
Well, I'm not the spokesperson, but I am the president of the organization and happy to be so. So we've been on the garden tour. This is the first year we haven't in some time. We're holding a post-garden tour party for everybody that night. So our garden is up and ready to go and ready to have a party. So
Start on the grounds
of the Davisons. Ottawa Hills Neighborhoods Association, how can your community help this 25th annual be bigger and better, Fred? Attend?
Well, absolutely. And as I said, it's free. And it's just a community event that we've been sponsoring all these years. And if you'd like some more information, go to the OttawaHillsGR.org website. The information is there to possibly sign up for the architectural walking tour. And there's also more information about the various gardens. This community has been in existence since 1922. And it was a former golf course, so the land has a lot of history to it.
Fred Davison, thanks. This self-guided tour through the horticultural creations of Ottawa Hills, the Ottawa Hills Garden Tour. You, president of the Neighborhood Association, enjoy.